Chakyamanivedanam Sikularuvacha Ravanam Kirtanam Vishno Maranam Parasevanam Achanam Vananam Dasyam Chakyamanivedanam for word. Sri Prahlada Vacha, Prahlada Maharaj said, Ravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, not anyone else. Maranam, remembering. Padasevanam, serving the feet. Archanam, offering worship. Vandanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, becoming the servant. Dakyam, becoming the best friend. Amani Vedanam, surrendering everything, whatever one has. Iti, thus, Pumsa, Arpita, offered by the devotee. Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu, not to anyone else. That's in parenthesis. Prabhupada's emphasizing that. Bhakta, bhakti, devotional service. Chit, if. Navalakshana, possessing 9 different processes. Priyate, one to perform. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality Godhead. Ada, directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, I consider. Ati, aritam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. So here, the beginning of the discussion between Hiranyakashipu and his son, Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son, O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard many things from your teacher. Now please repeat to me what you think is the best of that knowledge." Prahlad Maharaj said, "Hearing, chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia, and pastimes of the Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respects, respectful worship, with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him." In parentheses, in other words, serving him with body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So, in the preparation for the upcoming appearance of Lord Nisimhadeva, I've been asked to speak on two topics. The first two, Shravanam, hearing, and Kirtanam. So I'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada of Shravanam. Hearing the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam, is the beginning of devotional service. Although any one of the nine processes is sufficient, in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential, as enunciated by Lord Chaitanya, Shaito Dharpana Marjanam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of the heart, one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Svara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and one can understand these transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further toward complete understanding of the Lord as awakened in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities. The paraphernalia, everything pertaining to him, therefore, chronological process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, this same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. When the chanting of the holy name, form, quality, paraphernalia is heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, his hearing and chanting are very pleasing. Sri Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting from an artificial devotee or non-devotee. So, Shravanam, hearing the holy name of the Lord, is the beginning of devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went traveling, took sannyas at the age of 24. He went to Jagannath Puri, and he traveled to South India for 6 years, preaching and spreading the Sankirtan movement. And these two times he came upon different groups. One was the Tapavadis. They were followers of Madhvacharya, and Vaishnava Sampradaya. But Lord Chaitanya could understand that they were proud fellows. And we know it's not good to be proud in devotional service. Jnanapisa Nichena, Chorapisa, Manya Manana Kirtani Sadhari. One is not humble, one is proud, then can't, it blocks his devotional path. So Lord Chaitanya inquired from them what was the best process for attaining perfection or love of God. And Tathagata replied, the process of Anashram Dharma was the best process. Of course, this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and one should follow the Vanashram Dharma. But it says if one follows Vanashram Dharma but doesn't develop his attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sravaram, Eva Kevalam, simply a useless waste of time. And Mahaprabhu then explained to them that this was not the way to attain the ultimate goal of life, but the way was by this. Following these nine processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and he especially emphasized the importance of chanting Kirtan. So, Smaranam is first and Kirtanam second, but Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya emphasized the fact that chanting was the most important method, especially in this age. Retaining God consciousness through love of God. Also, he met a group of Buddhists, and they had their own philosophy, and so they became envious of Lord Chaitanya, and they made a plate of untouchable food, which probably means some kind of meat. And so they were bringing this plate to offer to Mahaprabhu, and a big eagle, big bird came, grabbed the plate, dropped all the food on the Buddhist, and dropped the plate on the head of the Buddhist, the leader of the Buddhist, and he fell unconscious. And then the Buddhist followers, they didn't know what to do, so Mahaprabhu told them, you chant the holy name of the Lord in the ear of your leader, and he will regain his consciousness. And so they did that, and they started chanting, and then he converted them into Vaishnavas. And he did this wherever he went in South India. He would convert many different groups of people into Vaishnavas, into the importance into the chanting in the holy name. So here, hearing is the first topic. And we know, as the Bhagavad Gita says, when the conditioned living entity receives one body after another, just like the air carries the aroma. And then when one accepts the body, a gross body, he contains a certain type of ear, eye, nose, tongue, sense of touch, which is a group about the mind. And thus he enjoys a particular set of sense objects. So Most living eggs have ears. The monkeys have ears, but they can not hear any kind of good instruction. Those ears only function, they can hear noises and scare them away. But if you try to ask a monkey to chant Hare Krishna, he can't hear that sound. And other animals, snakes also have holes in their head, which are like ears. And when the frogs croak, they hear that vibration and they go and eat the frogs. But they cannot hear any good instruction. So, having ears is not the qualification for hearing, but if one has ears in the human form of life, then one can hear good instruction, and one can take the devotional service. So the hearing of the animals is not of any value, but the hearing of a human being. But sometimes even human beings can't hear, but still they can. Some devotees, there's one devoted person who's deaf and dumb, means he can't hear and he can't speak, but he's been initiated and he can chant, he chants his japa in his mind. So he's hearing in his mind. We even have a sweeper man here, cleans the bathroom. He also cannot hear or speak, but he comes every so often. He comes to the kirtan, chants and dances with us. So somehow he's still appreciating hearing the holy name, even though he can't hear. But for a normal person, hearing is a natural function of the human body. But most people, they want to hear Gramya Gata. When Lord Chaitanya, Shri Gaurita, Krishna Gaurara, Shama Sundar, when Lord Chaitanya was instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, who had renounced the world, he told them, he gave them three instructions. He told them not to dress very luxuriously, not to eat palatable foodstuff, and not to hear this Gramya Katha, or village talk. When those neophyte devotees, when we take the time to read, hear Bhagavatam, or hear Vedic literature, transcendental sound, tendency is there to fall asleep. But when we hear some mundane news, or prattle, it's called prattle, some mundane prattle, then immediately we perk up. Our ears become very attentive. I mean, like reading the newspaper, hearing the news this way, we're more eager to hear the mundane subjects than transcendental subjects, because in the neophyte state we're still contaminated by the mode of passion and ignorance. But when one is in the mode of pure goodness, like Srila Prabhupada, on Janmashtami, he had the devotees read Krishna book continuously for hours and hours. The devotees were falling asleep and very restless because according to Janmashtami, he had to fast, and so it was very difficult for them. But Prabhupada was able to sit and listen and hear Krishna book and appreciate the transcendental sound vibration even while fasting on Janmashtami. And says a pure devotee He enjoys all the topics. Krishna had his pastimes in Vrindavan, he has pastimes in Dwarka and Mathura. And of course the Vrindavan pastimes are the sweetest pastimes, the most relishable. But the Dwarka pastimes and Mathura pastimes are also there. And Krishna in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said that a pure devotee, he does not reject one drop of these transcendental topics. He relishes all of it. He doesn't make distinction that I'm only going to hear the Rasa Lila. I don't want to hear about Krishna killing demons or anything else. But that pure devotee, he likes to hear all these things. As a matter of fact, when Shruti Kirti and Harishara, they used to read the Prabhupada, Prabhupada enjoyed hearing stories about how Krishna was killing different demons. And when Bhakti Siddhanta went to Radhakund, and his disciples there, they requested him to speak something at Radhakund. They wanted to hear some rasa tapa, something about Krishna's intimate pastimes. But Bhakti Siddhanta spoke on the 7th canto one time. Another time he spoke on Ishupanishad because he knew his disciples were not ready to hear topics that, about the intimate pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, this rasa tapa, which is meant for those who are practicing raganuga bhakti or those who are advanced in devotional service. So the neophyte devotee should read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all of Prabhupada's books systematically. Hearing these topics, we should not be like these sahajiyas who want to jump to the 10th canto and only want to hear and imitate the Rasa Lila. This is considered very offensive and it's artificial. So these things should not be, and we should not do things artificially, but by following Vaidhi Bhakti. Following Vaidhi Bhakti means practices, devotional service. So we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam by Prabhupada's very difficult. Prabhupada went to America with 3 volumes of the 1st canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he took it as his life's mission to translate the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, into English with the translation word for word and purport by His Divine Grace. And unfortunately he was only able to finish up at the 10th canto, 13th chapter. But what he did give up, we can read Prabhupada's books, we can hear Prabhupada's purports, and with the so much information is there, and Prabhupada was so much qualified that even before he came to America, he was given the title of Bhaktivedanta. So Prabhupada came to America seemingly empty-handed. He only had 40 rupees in his pocket. In those days, that was equal to $10 or two hours spending in New York. But that was not the only thing he had. He had vigyan, a realized knowledge. He had prepared himself for 30 years by studying the Siddhanta, the Vaishnava Siddhanta, by studying and hearing from advanced devotees. So Srila Prabhupada was able to speak, lecture, and hold room conversations and hold interview with reporters and so many things, and never was he ever defeated in any argument by anyone, because Prabhupada was fixed and knew that devotional service and service to Krishna was the only path and the best path for human society. Here in his word-for-word translation, he writes Vishnu two times in parentheses to emphasize the fact that demigod worship or any other worship is not equal to the worship of Vishnu. So Smaranam, hearing, this is very important, and this is why we have Srimad Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class. This is why we have recordings of Prabhupada's lectures, over 700 lectures. We have other recordings. So when we have time, we can hear and also spend our time hearing these things. And by hearing, it's Lord Chaitanya said, when the dirt is cleansed from the core of the heart, one realizes the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaito Darpana Marjanam is the eightfold prayers by Lord Chaitanya, begin with hearing, that hearing in the holy name, hearing and chanting, this will cleanse the heart. Those who come from the West, their hearts are like made of coal. The clean coal, you can clean and clean, and it's always black. So it's a very difficult job, cleaning. But Lord Kapila Dev said that we should hear for a very long time. It will take some time to hear, but we should hear attentively. And Srila Prabhupada was at Radhakun with his godbrothers. They had a choice to go to visit some holy places or hear a lecture by Bhaktisiddhanta. And Prabhupada chose to stay and hear the lecture. And Bhaktisiddhanta was very pleased with this and said that this boy, he likes to hear. He noted that, and he Bhaktisiddhanta appreciated Prabhupada's dedication and built a desire to hear this Bhagavad Gita, this Krishna Gita. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting the holy name, and therefore chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Ram or Nrisimhadev. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to its attraction. The best course is to hear the holy name, form, and so forth from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. In other words, one is attracted to Krishna, should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attracted to Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted to Lord Ram and Lord Jishinga and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, it is best to hear about Krishna's name, form, and pastimes from a realized devotee who is practically attracted by the form of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Sukadeva Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form, and qualities. Unless one hears about the holy name, form, and qualities, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommend that one chant the holy name of Krishna. Ram Vijaya Sri Krishna Sankirtan. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form, and cause of the Lord is essential. So, Srila Prabhupada warned us that we should not go outside the temple, we should not hear these Bhagavad Sataha, we should not even see the Rasa Leela performed by non-devotees. The plays that should be performed by the pure devotees, the Lord, then they are purified. Otherwise, it's contaminating. If one hears from a non-devotee, it's like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It has a poisonous effect. So there are many professional Bhagavatam reciters. And there's a question in Jiva Dharma. The devotee asks his guru, I recite Bhagavatam and I take money for his occupation. And he said, this is offensive. You should stop this business. He said, once you recite Bhagavatam and not take any money and not expect anybody to give you any money. And this will be the pure recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Prabhupada condemned this idea of Bhagavat Sataha, reading the full Bhagavatam in 7 days. This also is not recommended. Because we have programs where the devotees recite Bhagavatam, but they don't recite the whole Bhagavatam in 7 days, only certain sections. This is different. But the Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, Siddhityam Bhagavata Sevaya, to be heard daily. And by hearing Bhagavatam, it says all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. So as you hear, hearing is always recommended, but what you hear from the right source, what you hear from a realized soul in our Sampradaya. Haridasa Thakura also says that if you hear, take shiksha from someone who is not in your Sampradaya, this is the third offense to the holy name, is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. This is also considered offensive. So we should be selective when we hear. If you hear from Vaishnava devotees who are in good standing and who are following strictly our principles of Krishna consciousness, in this way the hearing will have effect. Now the time is running short. They wanted me to speak about chanting. Kirtan, the hearing of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It's recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says, without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was advised, Sri Sinicha Na, Tvarpi Sishna, Vanina Mandana Kirtani Sadari. Also, Lord Chaitanya chanted, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalo, Gluna Steven, 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 Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtanya Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Rajit. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated, returns home, back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adapt to chanting the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yajna, Sankirtan, Prayer, Antihi, Sumedha, Siha. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. One should not over manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to chanting the holy name as recommended in the scripture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. Since Sanat Kumar is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he's a free from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet the holy name. The offenses are described as follows. Blasphemy of the glory of the Lord. To consider the name of the Lord Shiva, the demigod, to be equal as powerful as the holy name of the Lord. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. To blaspheme to make literatures. To commit comment the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggeration. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way. To commit sinful activities and the strength of chanting the holy name. To compare the chant of the holy name to pious activities. To instruct the glory of the holy name to persons who have no understanding of the chanting of the holy name, and not to awaken in transcendental attachment to chanting the holy name, even after hearing all these spiritual injunctions. So there's a nice book called Harinam Chaitamani, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is inquiring from Sanatana Goswami and described in elaborate detail 10 offenses to the holy name. But the conclusion is, therefore, whoever is desirous of obtaining bhakti should take shelter of the holy name while being attentive to avoid each of the 10 offenses. Being conscious of each offense, the devotee should make all efforts to give them up. And lamenting in the heart, he should fervently beg the lotus feet of the holy name to give mercy to help destroy offenses. It is the mercy of the holy name that destroys the offenses. One can never be released from offenses of the name by praischitta or pious activities. Rather, continuous chanting of the name while laboring only as much as absolutely necessary for bodily needs destroys the effects of offenses. Rather, continuous chanting of the holy name while laboring only as much as absolutely necessary for bodily needs destroys the effects of offenses. By shab karma or praischitta, offenses cannot be dissipated. If one chants day and night while feeling repentant, the offenses will dissipate. One will grasp the tangible effects from the name. With the disappearance of aparad, the devotee will obtain the pure name, which will manifest its effects in the form of bhava and finally prema, love of God. So every day, before we chant the holy name of the Lord, we should chant the Panchatapa mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadara, Sri Vasudev Gaura Bhaktivinoda. We should chant Trinadapi Sunichena, Trurapi Sisuna, Manina Mandena Kirtan Sarari. We can chant to the six Goswamis, Sri Rupsi Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, because they also help destroy offenses to the holy name. And also here it says we should pray to the holy name to release us from offenses. And pray for the mercy of the holy name. In Padma Purana it says, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punya Shraddha Shudo Nitya Mukto Vina Vam Nama Nami No. The holy name of Krishna is transcendent blissful, destroys all transcendental benedictions. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete and is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition. It is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of it being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual, is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Goloke Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. So we know the holy name of Krishna has come from the spiritual world. It is not a mundane sound vibration. But if one is chanting and committing offenses, then our chanting is is the semblance of the holy name. It says in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, if one chants the holy name and the symptoms, tears in the eyes, trembling, hair standing on end, faltering voice, if these symptoms do not occur in the chanter, it is because the heart is steel framed. This is the problem. People ask me, how's my health? I tell them, I have a heart problem. And they're surprised. It's not unusual for people to have heart problems when you get old. But my heart problem is my heart is steel framed. This is the heart problem. And because the tears are not coming, when I'm chanting the holy name, I'm not shivering, my hairs are not standing on end. And this is the case for most of us. When during japa period, no one has to go around with a cloth and wipe up the floor from tears. But when Mahaprabhu chanted, when the devotees chanted the holy name, then they shed tears like the flowing of the Ganges River. Incessantly, tears were coming, and all the ecstatic symptoms were there in the body of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. So, if you're not experiencing ecstatic symptoms, that means your heart is still framed and that you're still committing offenses, and you haven't realized that Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. Especially if we're chanting japa and we're falling asleep, that means that we're committing the 10th offense, which is to always be attentive while chanting all your name. One should also be attentive and hear. So it takes practice, and it takes time, and it takes determination. But we should chant. When we chant, we should just hear the name, nothing else. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should not listen to our mind. We should try to just hear the transcendental sound vibration and try to understand that this is a spiritual sound, and if it was not a spiritual sound, we could not do it on a daily basis. It's like Prabhupada said, you can chant Mr. Smith, Mr. Smith, Mr. Smith, you know, a few times, but you will become bored with it and not continue. You can chant or read mundane literatures or see mundane movies. Anything mundane is not something that you can do on a continuous basis daily, every single day. But the devotees in the movement, we have made a vow to chant 16 rounds every day, no less than that. And those 16 rounds, we should try to chant attentively without being distracted. The best thing is to chant in a place where there are no distractions, and to just try to hear the holy name as much as we can. Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chanting should be done with the tongue, lower lip, and upper lip moving simultaneously. We should not chant silently. We should chant so we can hear and so others can hear. Of course, we should not chant so loud that it disturbs other people, but we should chant audibly. In this way, get the benefit of chanting the holy name, and gradually we will get a taste for the holy name. The holy name is pure, just like sugar cane. Sugar candy is pure, but when one has jaundice, the taste for sugar becomes bitter. The sugar is never bitter, but the taste becomes bitter in the disease condition. So right now we have in the disease condition like jaundice, and we're not tasting the holy name as we should. But we should not stop chanting. The only remedy is to continue chanting, continuously chanting, as much as possible, 24 hours a day. It says once you hear chant, remember, the Holy Name of the Lord, 24 hours a day. So our whole life, our whole day should be filled up with hearing, chanting, service. In this way, become Krishna conscious in this life and go back home, back to Godhead. And you can also read the book, this book, Prema Vivarta, by Jagananda Pandit and Sri Lord Chaitanya, also describes the benefits of chanting the holy name. The time is up. There's no time for any questions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.